on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1, lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Dinosaur Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all weekend long as we get you set for another game in this fantastic series between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Friday night here in Salem, fireworks on tap. The Dinos are out in full fashion, and we're ready for some fun. The Green Jackets have won one game of this series. The Red Sox have won two. Red Sox have won in dramatic fashion both times. Last night, it was Big Al, Albert Feliz, with a home run to have the go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth. And then it was Alexis Hernandez in night number one on Tuesday. He had the walk-off line drive into left field that scored Cutter Coffee. So late dramatics all the way throughout. Red Sox were very much so in game number two of this series, and they hold a 2-1 series lead over the Augusta Green Jackets. So let's go ahead and kind of take you through the drama of last night, right? The Red Sox were absolutely dynamite offensively. Salem came out, had 15 hits. They won the ball game 9-8. Albert Feliz, of course, with that massive home run in the bottom of the eighth inning that scored two. But it was everybody that was involved in the hit party, really. Justinson Garcia had a hit. Alexis Hernandez had three hits of his own, including a double. He ended up with three RBI on the night. Gianfranco Salazar batted third. He had a knock early on in the ball game. Luis Rovella, one of the only Red Sox without a hit, but he did walk. Albertson Acihan, get this, 2-for-4 performance, two triples last night, a triple in the third and a triple in the eighth. He almost had an inside the park home run back in the third inning. Marvin Alcantara did go 0-for-4 last night for the Red Sox. He was the only Red Sox to not reach base. Albert Feliz, of course, he had the two-run shot in the eighth inning, but he also doubled in the fourth. He walked in the second. Every time he was aboard, he found home plate. Roberto Mexicano had a very subtle three-hit day, had a double in the second and a pair of singles in the fourth and the eighth, respectively. Then Juan Montero at the bottom of the batting order, a guy that really only plays 1-2 days a week, but has been really, really good for the Red Sox down the stretch when they've needed him. He has hits in 7 of his last 8 games, and last night was no different. He ended up going 2-for-3 in the performance, a double in the second and a single in the fourth. Both scored runs. He had 3 RBI on the evening, and then unfortunately went out with a hand injury. In his place came Ender Solita, who just kept the momentum going. Had a big single after Big Al's home run in the eighth inning, and the Red Sox were red hot. They ended the game so strong. Last time this team played offense, they ended up having 5 hits and scored 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. They went into that inning trailing. They ended up pulling away. They scored their 9th run, and then Augusta ended up getting a run in the 9th inning to make it just a little bit closer. The Red Sox won the game 9-8. Elvis Soto had a decent start. Luis Talavera pitched in relief pretty well for the Red Sox as well. Jonathan Brand was able to slam the door shut. Let's take a short break. We got Augusta and Salem for game number four of the series here on a beautiful Friday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll take a short break when we come back. Injury report and starting lineups next up in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all weekend long. Let's go ahead and talk about our injury report and starting lineups as the Augusta Green Jackets are in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Well, we know the injury bug has bit the Red Sox all year long and unfortunately seemed to grab another one last night. Juan Montero exited the ballgame with what appeared to be a hand injury. I can only comment on what I personally saw. Again, I don't want to get too into the weeds with this thing, but had a lot of ice on his hand yesterday, had it wrapped up. He is wearing a splint this evening, and he is not in the lineup for the Red Sox. No official news on Juan Montero. Could be a couple-day thing, could be longer, and an answer that we don't necessarily have at this exact moment. And positive injury news is that Lionel James is back into the lineup for the Red Sox. So let's go ahead and take you through the starting lineups. First for the Augusta Green Jackets, Ambioris Taveras, the shortstop at the top of the order, followed by Cam McGee playing at third. Drew Compton is the designated hitter tonight. Will Verdung playing at second. P.O. Boucher out in left field. Cade Kern in right. Jose Deloney playing at first. Nick Clarno behind home plate. And Tyler Collins out in left. Looks like the national anthem started much earlier, actually, than it typically does. About 4 minutes early, so we're going to take a pause. We'll be right back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch after this.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
E.T. Home Phone.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade, and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done, and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Augusta Green Jackets in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Game number four of this six-game set. We've played three. The Red Sox with a 2-1 series lead, and tonight could really be one of the biggest deciding games of this series. Both team throwing their aces on a firework Friday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Yordani Monegro on the hill for the Red Sox and Owen Murphy on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. Real quick, didn't get a chance before the early national anthem to take you through tonight's starting lineup for the Red Sox, who will obviously bat in the home half of the first, but it's worth taking you through. Gilberto Jimenez at the top of the order in right field for the Sox. Mikey Romero, the shortstop, bats second. Justin Sin-Garcia will play out in center field, batting third. The cleanup man, the catcher behind home plate, Ender Solita. Albertson Asihan bats fifth. He's out in left. Marvin Alcantara, in his first week here with the Salem Red Sox, he'll play at second base. Batting seventh, John Frank Salazar playing third. Batting eighth, Albert Feliz, the powerful first baseman. And rounding out the batting order, it's Lionel James back in the lineup, for the first time since Sunday when he took a ball to the hand, a pitch off the hand against the Fredericksburg Nationals. He exited that ball game, and so good to see him back in the lineup tonight. He is the designated hitter for the Red Sox at the bottom of the order. And on the hill, the man, the myth, the legend, Yordani Monegro gets the nod tonight. Red Sox throwing their ace. Ambiorez Tavares, the young shortstop for Augusta, digs on in the right-handed batter's box. We're moments away from first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. This could be the first time we start a game 2 minutes early. Righty on righty, Monegro. He kicks and deals the first pitch, and it is taken for a called strike on a fastball. We are 2 minutes early. First pitch at 7.03 p.m. It's the first time in 2023 that has happened here in Salem, and it's nothing in one. Here's the pitch. He looks at a fastball high and away, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. Ambiorez Tavares, a 190 hitter, does have 7 home runs, 26 RBIs, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses just inside. A slider out of the zone. And the count now 2 balls and a strike for Ambiorez Tavares. He's led off in every game so far this series at the top of the order. 2-1. He cranks it down the left field line. It's foul. Count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last night, Tavares, he walked in the third. Struck out twice in the fifth and the ninth. Did have an RBI single in the seventh. Ended up going 1-for-4 with a walk. Steps out, now steps back on in the right-handed batter's box. Jam-packed crowd on a Friday night here in Salem. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out. The pitch, he looks at a breaking ball, downstairs and away, and the count is full at 3-2. The tall right-handed pitcher on the hill out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic for the Red Sox, Yordani Monegro. Payoff pitch on the way. He foul tips it right into his own leg. Tavares got a little piece of a fastball at 95 that was actually inside, would have missed the zone, and the count remains full. Monegro, acquired in February 2020 as an international free agent, literally signed just about a month before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Definitely kind of threw a wrench into his whole development and getting started immediately with the Red Sox organization. Nevertheless, he's here with the Red Sox. He deals 3-2. Just outside on a breaking ball that misses the zone low and away. And Ambiorez Tavares works a full count leadoff walk to get things going for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the top of the first. Solid at-bat for Tavares, especially fouling away the first 3-2 pitch that he saw. Brings up the man in the two-hole, Cam McGee. Righty on lefty now, runner on first, nobody out. First pitch, McGee looks at a fastball outside. The count now 1-0. Yordani Monegro, 3-2 on the year with a 3.04 ERA. He's pitched 26 and two-thirds at the single-A level. Brought up about halfway through the season. He deals 1-0. check swing on a pitch that is in the zone. Called a strike, 86 on a slider in the top portion, and it's 1-1. How about this strikeout to walk ratio for Yordani? 36 Ks, 13 walks. He deals 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Slider gets McGee. And the count at a ball and a pair of strikes with a runner on first, nobody out. Scoreless top of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Onegro with a glance back to first. He deals 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with that low curveball. That is his signature. Two-strike pitch. It's the first strikeout of the night for Yordani Monegro, and you just got to think that could be the first of many. 11 strikeouts in his debut here at Salem Memorial Ballpark against the Downeast Wood Ducks. 5 strikeouts the next game at Fredericksburg. 7 in the next 2 ball games against Delmarva and Downeast, respectively. Pick off over to first, and Tavares is back in there safely. Drew Compton steps in the left-handed batter's box. Former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, acquired as an undrafted free agent. Still is yet to see the first pitch. Now the righty deals. And this is a called strike on a breaking ball that clips the outside portion of the zone. And the count now nothing and one. For a 292 hitting Drew Compton, has yet to homer, has 7 RBIs, and again was just signed just about 3 weeks ago with the Atlanta Braves organization. 0-1 to Compton. Breaking ball called a strike. That fell right down into the zone. And the count now nothing and two for Compton. Batted cleanup yesterday. And matter of fact, has batted cleanup every game so far this series. Has yet to have a rest. He's the DH tonight. Batting third instead. 0-2. Misses high. Up off the glove of Anderso Lira. Taking off for second is Tavares. He rounds and he stops midway between second and third and retreats back to the second base bag. So a runner in scoring position here for the Green Jackets on a wild pitch. One gone, a 1-2 count to a deadly bat in Drew Compton. Compton walked twice yesterday. So patient at the plate. He also singled in the third. It brought in 2 runs. Not a bad day. 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Both times he was aboard via the walk, he ended up scoring. Stole a base, the 1-2. He swings and lifts it high into the air, down the left field line, foul territory, and it does get out into the seats. And alive at 1-2 is Drew Compton. Drew Compton out of Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. 2022 All-ACC Academic Team, 2020 Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American at Georgia Tech. The 1-2. He rips it on the ground, down the right field line, Felix Glove. Steps on the first base bag for out number 2. Tavares moves to third. So the leading run here in the top of the first is 90 feet away. Ambioris Tavares was aboard via the walk. Got to second on a wild pitch. Now he's at third. Compton grounds out to first. And it brings up the cleanup man, Will Verdung, playing at second base tonight. Verdung was very strong yesterday. 2-for-4. A pair of singles, was cut down at second both times that he had a hit. First pitch to the righty. He looks at a fastball high and in. He leans away from it, and the count now 1-0. Verdung batting 273 again. A very recent addition to this Augusta Green Jacket lineup. So many teams around the Carolina League with their new draft picks in the mix. The 1-0. He lifts it foul into the seats down the right field line, and the count evens up at 1-1. Fredericksburg probably by far the greatest example. This has gone down as one of the most impressive drafts in recent history in Major League Baseball. Runner on third, 1-1 to Verdung. He cranks it right to the shortstop. Charging ahead is Ravello. He gloves, fires to first, and they got him. Strands a runner at third. The Red Sox end up getting him after leaving Ambioris Tavares at third base. Yordani Monegro yet to give up a hit so far through one inning of play. We go to the bottom of the first, scoreless here in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Dinosaur night at the ballpark here in Salem. The Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets scoreless through a half inning of play. Red Sox lead the series 2-1, looking to pick up another big one here tonight. It's been such a good series so far. All three games have been very, very close. Red Sox lost by two in game number two. They walked it off, winning by one in game number one, and then last night won it 9-8. On an Albert Feliz two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the order for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the first. Gilberto Jimenez, the right fielder, digs in. He'll be followed up by the shortstop, Mikey Romero, and Justinson Garcia in center field. Gilberto digs in, ready to face one of the top pitching prospects in the Augusta Green Jackets, not only pitching staff, but the Atlanta Braves organization as a whole. Owen Murphy on the hill for Augusta. First pitch to the lefty of Jimenez. He fouls it back. Fastball that he gets a piece of in the count now 0-1. Gilberto Jimenez, like Luis Ravello, who is not featured in the lineup tonight, is a switch hitter. When facing a righty, bats from the left side. 0-1 to Gilberto. He swings and misses on a fastball at the letters, and the count now nothing and two. And this is the signature of the 20th overall draft pick. Last draft to the Atlanta Braves in the first round, Owen Murphy. These fastballs high in the zone. He deals 0-2. Misses high on a fastball, and the count now 1-2. And, you know, it's only 92. Not blow it by you speed, but it does not spin. He throws an incredibly flat fastball that makes it very deceiving to hit. 1-2 to Jimenez. He looks at a fastball inside. The count now 2-2, and we have yet to see Owen Murphy in four pitches throw anything but his heater. Why not when it works so well? When his fastball is on, he's one of the best in the Carolina League North. 2-2. Lifted foul. Back to the netting, and alive at 2-2 is Jimenez. Jimenez batting 269. He homered once. It was last weekend, a grand slam in the top of the 10th to win the ball game for the Red Sox. 11-7 was the final score against the Fred Nats that night. An unbelievable baseball game. 2-2 to Jimenez. He cranks it foul right off the front netting of the Augusta Green Jacket dugout, and he stays at 2-2. And that was a breaking ball that he got that time, and he was early on it, ended up cranking it big time. Wide stance from Murphy. He looks in. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the first. 2-2. Fouled. And alive at 2-2 again is Gilberto Jimenez. Owen Murphy, like I mentioned, first round pick, 20th overall. Played his high school ball at Riverside Brookfield in Riverside, Illinois. Native of Chicago. He deals the 2-2 pitch. Misses downstairs. It clips off the leg of Clarno, catching behind home plate. And the count is full at 3-2. That was a curveball that missed the zone completely. Righty on lefty. Payoff pitch. Lifted foul. Back above the netting towards us. And Jimenez continues to elongate this at-bat. Three balls, two strikes for Gilberto Jimenez. What a start here for the Red Sox. A jam-packed ballpark. We have not seen the ballpark this packed in quite some time. 3-2 pitch. He waves and misses on a high fastball that was completely out of the zone. That is just a pitch you really cannot swing at. And Gilberto Jimenez, you got to think, with that flat fastball, maybe thought it was going to kind of come down a little bit, like normal moving fastball. Instead, it almost stayed completely flat. Murphy can even work a little bit of a tiny rise on his fastball from time to time. And Jimenez has sat down on strikes. Here's Mikey Romero, first pitch to the lefty. He cranks it high into the air. Left field, foul territory. Boucher looks it into the seats. And it's a loud 0-1 for Mikey Romero. Mikey Romero playing short tonight for the Red Sox. Last year's first-round draft pick for Boston. Was not in the lineup last night. Now back in there after his much-needed rest. 0-1 to Mikey. He swings, lifts it high into the air. Pop up shallow left field. Going back is McGee and Tavares. Coming in left fielder Boucher. And Tavares, the shortstop, is the one that calls everybody off to make the catch. So Mikey Romero pops out to the shortstop, and it brings up Justinson Garcia batting third for the Red Sox. The center fielder has been unbelievable defensively as of late. Trying to get that bat to come around this week, batting .223, has three homers, 19 RBIs. Two gone, nobody on, bottom of the first, scoreless game, first pitch. He lifts it high into the air, deep center field. Going back, Collins, it'll stay in the park, and he ranges to his right to make the catch. That's out number three. Red Sox get sat down 1-2-3 in the first. A scoreless first inning all across the board. Pardon me. Top of the second on tap for you after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Dinosaur night here at the ballpark. The Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets are scoreless through one complete inning of play. Here, Donnie Monegro on the hill for the Red Sox gave up one walk in the first inning. It was to the first batter, an Ambioris Tavares. A wild pitch allowed Tavares to get to second. He ended up getting to third on a ground out by Drew Compton, and that is where he stayed. Monegro was able to shut the door, dealt one strikeout in the first inning as well. So here comes the lefty, P.O. Boucher, as they call him, the left fielder, Pierre-Olivier Boucher, one of the best French-Canadian names we have had all year long. Righty on lefty matchup to get us going here in the top of the second. A scoreless ball game, a hitless ball game. The Red Sox were sat down 1-2-3 defensively. First pitch on the way. This is lifted high out into the gap. Turn. He swings and he chops it foul down the left field line. Got a piece of a breaking ball that was low and out of the zone, so he did go with it that time, and it's still 0-2. Runner on second, nobody out here in the top of the second. A scoreless ball game. Augusta looking to get on the board first. 0-2 to Kern. Breaking ball misses down and in, and the count now 1-2. Cade Kern last night batted sixth as well. That's where he is today. Hit into two double plays in the second and the sixth. Had an RBI single in the eighth. That was huge to keep the game close. Was aboard with an error in the fourth as well. He ended up scoring. 1-2 to Kern. Looks at a slider down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Game before that, Cade Kern ended up with two walks and a knock. Single in the second. Walked in the fourth. He scored. Was caught stealing, though, in the eighth two nights ago. 2-2 to Kern. Looks at a fastball high and in, and the count worked full. 3-2. Boy, that one was missed. I try not to say that, but William Ward missed that one. According to TrackMan, that was completely in the zone, and that's why you saw the slight reaction from Yordani Monegro. Instead, the full count, pitch. Fouled away, and Kern stays alive. Kern has played every game this series so far. He went 0-for-3 with a walk in game one of the series. That was the big walk-off win for the Red Sox in game number one. Here he is in game four, playing in all four. Runner on second, nobody out. Monegro deals. Payoff pitch. High and in. It literally spun Kern around so fast that his helmet came off. That's a loud ball four, and Cade Kern, unless they say he went around on that fastball, and they do. So he gets a strikeout here, Yordani Monegro. I mean, Kern kind of twisted his whole body. It didn't look like he brought the bat with him at first, and they say he does. So it's strikeout number two for Yordani Monegro, and Kern was just trying to twist away and avoid getting hit by that fastball. It was well out of the zone, and somehow he strikes out on it. First pitch is waved on and missed by Jose DeLeoni. DeLeoni, in the series for the first time, has been with Augusta pretty much all year. Was a 2 to 3, maybe even 4 day a week kind of a guy. Now decreased to about a once or twice a week kind of a guy. 0-1 to DeLeoni. Looks at a fastball high, and it's 1-1. Batting 255 on the year, has not homered, has four RBIs. And once these college cats came up, DeLeoni's role was just kind of tanked out a little bit. Got decreased by about a day. The 1-1, wave and a miss. Got him with the slider, it's 1-2. On deck, Nick Clarno. Tyler Collins to round out the batting order for the Augusta Green Jackets. One gone. Runner on second is P.O. Boucher, who took the first pitch of this inning for a ride to the warning track in right center field, a stand-up double. Absolutely gorgeous night for baseball. 78 degrees, sun is setting. 1-2. Called strike three. Monegro gets him on a breaking ball that falls into the zone. It's his third strikeout of the night. Two gone here in the top of the second with a runner in scoring position for the eight hole. Nick Clarno catching behind home plate tonight for the Green Jackets. Red Sox wearing their home whites tonight. Augusta is wearing these interesting, almost military-esque uniforms. First pitch. Slider finds the zone. Looked in and just ripped right through. It's nothing and one. It's dark green, black letters, yellow outline, but almost a camouflage down the middle. The 0-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with a slider. This time it was low and out of the zone, and it's nothing and two for Nick Clarno. They're also wearing gray pants with black caps. Red Sox in the all whites tonight. Navy blue caps for the Sox. Monegro deals, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with the high fastball. Three strikeouts in the second inning for Yordani Monegro. He responds after giving up a leadoff double, and it strands a runner in scoring position. Four Ks through two innings for the ace on the hill for the Red Sox, Yordani Monegro. We go to the home half of the second, scoreless. Back after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Picture perfect night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The sun is setting behind the mountains out in right field. Just a couple of clouds in the sky. Jam-packed, vibing Friday night at the ballpark. It's dinosaur night, and we got ourselves one of the best pitching matchups that we have seen in the Carolina League all year long. Yordani Monegro already has four strikeouts through two innings for the Red Sox, and Owen Murphy, last year's first-round pick by the Atlanta Braves, is on the hill for Augusta. Red Sox go 4-5-6 here in the bottom of two. Scoreless ball game, and Dersolira digs in the first pitch. He looks at a fastball high and away, and the count now 1-0. And I'll bring it up again. Owen Murphy has such a unique fastball in that it stays completely flat, does not dip, little to no movement, the 1-0. This is lifted foul down the right field line. It escapes into the seats. And the count now 1-1 for Enderso Lira. Lira batting 260 on the year. Homered once. It was back on Father's Day for the Red Sox. He has 22 runs batted in. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of two. 1-1 to Lira. He looks at a ball outside. Fastball just outside of the zone. And the count now 2-1. Lita came in late last night for an injured Juan Montero who hurt his hand in the seventh inning defensively, the 2-1. This is clubbed foul right into his own leg, and Lita will face a 2-2 count. Juan Montero was unbelievable, and the Red Sox had a little bit of a scare because it took such a good bat out of the lineup. Montero had three RBIs, a double and a single. Lita picked up right where he left off with a base hit of his own in the eighth. 2-2 to Lita. He swings and misses on a low breaking ball out of the zone. It fooled him, and there's one gone. It's the second strikeout of the night for Owen Murphy. Again, folks, you're going to see two really, really good pitchers battle here. Do not be surprised when really, really good hitters are end up sat down on strikes. Albertson Asihen, the left fielder, digs in. Righty on righty. Murphy deals the first pitch. Called a strike. Fastball on the inside corner. Nothing and one for Albertson Asihen. Batting fifth. Typically we see him a little bit lower in the lineup. Not last night and not tonight. Batting fifth for the second night in a row. The 0-1. He looks at a strike once again. This time it's a fastball that clips the outside corner. And it's nothing and two. Asihen in his 3 weeks in Salem batting .333. Not too shabby by any means. 0-2 pitch. He lifts it foul. Out of play down the right field line. Nothing in two. It'll stay for Asihen. And it was another fastball. He had no choice but to swing. And you can just tell. The Red Sox batters are deceived by this fastball that has little to no movement. A flatliner. The 0-2 to Asihen. He clubs it. Line drive left field. And it's caught on a leaping grab by P.O. Boucher in left. Boucher almost completely blew it and read it wrong. He charged in right off the bat. Then he had to kind of backtrack and jump up into the air. Looked very awkward doing so. Nevertheless, he does make the play, and it's a line out to left field for Albertson Asihen. Boy, he cranked that thing. 106 off the bat. Nothing to show for it. Here's Marvin Alcantara. First pitch. He pulls away from a fastball well inside, and the count now 1-0. Alcantara in his first week here with the Salem Red Sox. Did not play on Tuesday night. 1-0 to pitch. Looks at his strike right over the heart of a plate. I mean, if that is a pitch to swing at,
I don't know what is,
but the count is 1-1. Cutter Coffee played his last game here in Salem in the infield. That was on Tuesday. Alcantara's been there ever since. 1-1. He clubs it down the left field line. This is gloved by McGee. Toss across the diamond to first in time. A 5-3 putout sits down Marvin Alcantara, who's hitless in his last game and now hitless in his first at-bat tonight. Still scoreless, we go to the top of the third. A pitcher's duel in Salem. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's a Yordani Monegro day on the hill for the Salem Red Sox, and we are scoreless heading to the top of the third. Yordani Monegro doing what he does best. He's already dealt four strikeouts through his two innings pitched. He's given up one walk to Ambioris Tavares, who led off this ball game, and then he's given up a leadoff double to P.O. Boucher in the second. So both leadoff men have been aboard so far for the Augusta Green Jackets. Both of them have been stranded in scoring position. Tavares made it all the way to third where he was left, and Boucher made it all the way to second where he was left as well. Bottom of the order, Tyler Collins leads us off. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. He looks at a breaking ball below, out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. Tyler Collins was not featured in the lineup last night, was, however, two nights ago. 1-0 pitch to Collins. He looks at a fastball that finds the zone. The count now evened up at a ball and a strike. He walked and stole a base in the third two nights ago. He walked and was caught stealing in the sixth. 1-1, misses down and in, and the count now 2-1. Did work a pair of walks, stole a base, scored once. Has yet to register a hit this series. 2-1. He laces it out into left field. This will be down in front of a scooping Aussie Hen, and it is a leadoff knock for Tyler Collins. Well, that's what they call the broadcaster's jinx. In his second game of the series, out of four, this is the second that he has appeared in, and as I say that he is hitless, he brings in the first base hit. So all three leadoff men for the Augusta Green Jackets have reached base. None of them have scored. All have been stranded in scoring position. Top of the order, back with Tavares for the second time tonight. First pitch, he swings and foul tips a fastball between the legs of Indur Solita, and it's 0-1. Tavares, like we mentioned, walked his first time around. He got to second on a wild pitch, was stranded at third. Large lead at first for Tyler Collins, held on by Albert Feliz, who's had kind of a strugglesome week at first. Couple of errors. 0-1 pitch. This is swung on, foul tipped again, and it's nothing in two. This time it was a slider low in the zone that Tavares waved and got a small sliver of, and he's down 0-2. Monegro looking for strikeout number five in three innings. Nobody out, scoreless game, runner on first. Monegro, long look in. He kicks and deals, 0-2. This is high and away on a slider. And it's 1-2 for Ambioris Tavares. Cam McGee is due up. Drew Compton after him. Both of them struck out and grounded out in their first two at-bats respectively. 1-2 on the way. Runner goes from first. Fouled off the bottom of the bat. And it's still 1-2. So Tyler Collins will have to retreat back to the first base bag, kind of giving away the hit and run there. And Tavares manages to stay alive, 1-2. That fastball was high and in, which describes why. It ended up clubbing the bottom of the bat for Tavares. Still would have been in the zone. 1-2 pitch. High and away on a slider, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes for Tavares. Owen Murphy on the other side for the Augusta Green Jackets. He has 2 strikeouts. He sat down the Red Sox first 6 batters that he's faced. 2-2 to Tavares. Breaking ball, gets into the zone, called strike 3. A throw down to first is not in time, but it's strikeout number 5 for Yordani Monegro, the second backwards K of the night. The very young night. We're only in the third. One gone here in the top of the third for the second man in the lineup, Cam McGee, playing over at third base. Tyler Collins on first after his leadoff single. Pickoff over to first, and standing up on first base is Tyler Collins. First time we've seen Yordani Monegro disengage tonight. Remember, he has 2. If he were to go for one more, it would have to be a successful pickoff attempt. Otherwise, it would be a free base for Collins. Really something Monegro does not often do, though. First pitch to McGee. He rips it high into the air, out into shallow center field. Garcia has a read. He makes the play out in center. No opportunity for Tyler Collins to move, and there's 2 gone here in the top of the third. Something about these leadoff men tonight. First 3 leadoff men of the night were in the third inning. All 3 of them have been aboard. A walk, a double, and a single. Yordani Monegro is 1 out away from making sure that a runner is stranded after getting aboard in the leadoff spot. Here's Drew Compton, the designated hitter tonight, batting lefty. First pitch, and the lefty looks at a called strike. Throw down to second as the runner goes, and he's safe. Stolen base. Tyler Collins took off way late. And I mean way late. I think he kind of saw that it was a breaking ball, then decided to take off. Typically, you try not to run on a fastball. It was a curveball low all day long. Called a strike, though. It did clip the zone. So nothing and one for Drew Compton, runner in scoring position, the 3rd runner in scoring position of the night for the Green Jackets, as Collins with a large lead at 2nd. 0-1 to Compton. Waves and misses on a slider. Count now nothing and 2. Drew Compton, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, turned Augusta Green Jacket after being signed on as an undrafted free agent with the Atlanta Braves. Monegro looks in, the 0-2. Check swing, did he go? An appeal, and field umpire Travis Brewer says he did not. 1-2 now for Drew Compton as he's just able to pull the bat away in time on a breaking ball downstairs out of the zone. 2 gone, scoreless, top of the 3rd. Runner on 2nd is Tyler Collins. Massive 1-2 pitch coming. Monegro deals. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider low and inside, well out of the zone. Strikeout number 6 for Yordani Monegro. He is absolutely dealing. And for the 3rd inning in a row, the leadoff man is aboard, but he is stranded in scoring position. Home half of the 3rd, a scoreless ball game. Back after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, Come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are scoreless through 2.5 innings of play. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all weekend long, and this series is shaping up to be something special. Red Sox lead it 2-1 in the series. First pitch to John Frank Salazar, and a bunt is popped up to the netting back behind home plate. He's down 0-1. An absolute pitcher's duel with two of the best arms in the Carolina League. Owen Murphy on the hill for Augusta, Yordani Monegro on the hill for Salem. Murphy kicks, he deals 0-1. Salazar looks at a fastball high and in, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. John Frank Salazar batting seventh. The Red Sox go 7-8-9 here in the bottom of three. Murphy deals, 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul ball into the seats down the right field line. Salazar down 1-2. John Frank Salazar playing for the third time so far in this series. Was not in the lineup a couple of nights ago. Was, however, last night, had a hit in the first inning. Murphy deals the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ripper on the ground. Backhanded glove by Tavares. Spinning throw to first. They got him. Unbelievable play by Ambioris Tavares. The incredible shortstop for the Green Jackets. The best defensive play we've seen all week. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the third. Boy, the Red Sox can't catch a break. Mikey Romero had a well-hit ball that was a nice play made on. Same with Alberts and Asiani. Cranked one to left. Here's the first pitch to Albert Feliz. He looks at a strike right over the heart of the plate on a fastball, and the count nothing and one. And then Salazar with a well-hit ball, but a better play by the young shortstop. 0-1 pitch to Feliz. He looks at a fastball high and away. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Big Al was the hero last night. Two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth. The go-ahead run. The Red Sox ended up winning it 9-8, the final. 1-1 to Feliz. Swing and a miss on a curveball that was so far in the dirt. It skipped in front of home plate. And that's just kind of Big Al's kryptonite, is those low-breaking balls out of the zone. He'll look to bounce back here. One ball, two strikes. Murphy winds. He fires. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball downstairs out of the zone. Big Al strikes out, and there's two gone here in the bottom of the third. The Red Sox have been retired every time up to the dish tonight. We go to the nine hole. Lionel James, the designated hitter. So good to see Lionel back in there for the Red Sox. Was hit on the hand by a fastball on Sunday in Fredericksburg. Missed the first three games of this series. The first pitch, he swings and fouls it away. The count now nothing and one. Getting a little piece of that fastball that was right over the heart of the plate. And we'll remind you, Owen Murphy has a very unique fastball. Not the fastest thing out there at about 92 top out, but it's a complete flatliner. No movement. 0-1 to James. He looks at a fastball that's called a strike on the outer half. Nothing and two. Lionel James off some much-needed rest, hand feeling much better. 0-2 pitch on the way. He looks at a breaking ball in the dirt, and the count now 1-2. Three strikeouts so far tonight for Owen Murphy in this pitcher's duel. On the other side, Yordani Monegro, he has six to his name through three innings pitched. 1-2 to James. Breaking ball, called strike three. Such a sharp-looking pitch by Owen Murphy. Back-to-back Ks, his first looking strikeout, his fourth in total on the night. And for the third inning in a row, the Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3. Still scoreless in a fantastic pitcher's duel here at Carilion Clinic Field. We go to the top of the fourth, back in a jiff here in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Dino night tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and this is old school, old fashioned baseball. An absolute pitcher's duel through three innings of play. Owen Murphy has retired the Red Sox 1-2-3. He has only faced nine batters so far tonight. He has four strikeouts. On the other side, your Donnie Monegro takes the hill for his fourth inning of work for the Red Sox. He has, just a subtle six strikeouts so far tonight. He has forced a handful of flyouts, but this is the interesting thing. The leadoff man in every inning so far has gotten aboard, two of them with hits, one of them via the walk. All three have been stranded in scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Will Verdung, and he looks in a fastball high and in. The count now 1-0. Verdung playing second base tonight. He grounded out to short his first time around. 1-0 pitch. He swings and fouls it back. The count evens up at 1-1. A slider that he gets a small piece of right in the middle of the zone. 4-5-6 is what we will see for Augusta here in the top of the fourth. Two hits for the Green Jackets, zero for the Red Sox early on through three innings of play. Home plate umpire William Ward comes out, brushes off the plate, something we almost rarely see. Cleans it off. Monegro deals the 1-1. Misses way inside on a fastball. The count now two balls and a strike. Verdung just kind of lifts his arms underneath that one. 2-1 pitch. He cranks it into left field for a leadoff base hit. Scooped up by Ossie Henn, thrown in and cut off by Mikey Romero. And back-to-back leadoff singles here in the third and now the fourth, respectively, for the Augusta Green Jackets. And, okay, Monegro's given up now three hits, one walk, but this is where, track record-wise in this game, he has slammed the door. He's given off a leadoff base runner in every inning thus far, and then retired the next three. Here's P.O. Boucher. The first pitch to the lefty is fouled away. Slider, the count now nothing and one. Oh, we got a guest in the booth. My boss, Stephen Langdon, our video production manager here. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Gio?
Hey, I'm doing great. This is a great pitcher's duel, the 0-1. This is downstairs on a breaking ball. The count now evens up at a ball and a strike for P.O. Boucher. The left fielder led off the second, and again, the leadoff man gets on base. He had a double, a stand-up double. 1-1 to Boucher. Check swing, an appeal, and the field umpire, Travis Brewer, says he went around. It's 1-2. So, Steven, what are you seeing thus far out of both Monegro and Owen Murphy? Arguably the best pitching matchup we've seen all year.
Both wheeling and dealing so far. Monegro used to having that curveball. A lot of swing and misses. That's kind of his game.
1-2. Misses high. Count 2-2.
has had a couple of wild ones, though. One earlier on when luckily the batter went around on the pitch. But other than that, I mean, Monegro's looked pretty solid, as well as the Green Jackets altogether have looked pretty good as well.
Runner on first, nobody out, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball low and in. Strikeout number 7 for Yordani Monegro. That ties his second highest strikeout total so far this year. He's done it twice where he has 7 strikeouts in a game. His best is 11 strikeouts. It was in his debut. So Boucher strikes out swinging. Here's Cade Kern, the righty out of Ohio State. The first pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air. Center field going back is Garcia. It'll stay in the park. And Garcia makes the pinch out in left center for the second out.
Monegro's just solid. Whenever someone's on base today, lights out.
It's bizarre. The leadoff man has gotten on. 3 of them via the hit, 1 via a walk. And he's stranded them all in scoring position besides this guy. Will Verdung stands on first. He had a single. He has yet to move into scoring position, and maybe he won't. Jose De Leone steps in. The first pitch to the lefty is a breaking ball called a strike. Count now nothing and one. Jose struck out looking his first time around. It was 3 out of 7 on the night for Monegro. The tall righty on the hill. He kicks and deals. 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. And the count now 1-1.
That's a good miss, though. That was a good miss. Missing just below the zone on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time you get a swing and miss. So not so much a waste pitch, but just nice location. Just couldn't get him to swing.
1-1 to De Leone. He swings and misses on a slider. The throw to second. Runner went, and he's safe. A stolen base for Will Verdun.
Yeah, I think he really would have gotten him if he threw it on the other side. Kind of a late jump on that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did not. That's the second time, because a stolen base earlier, Tyler Collins went late. Almost as if he was waiting to see if it was fastball or curveball before he went. Decided to take off. 1-2 the count, 2 gone, runner on second in scoring position for the Green Jackets here in the top of the fourth. Still scoreless in Salem. Monegro kicks and deals, 1-2. Just off the plate on a breaking ball, down and away, and the count evens up at 2-2. That's a really, really good take by De Leone.
Strike zone throughout the entire year really has been tight with some.
2-2 on the way. Swing and a chopper foul down the right field line. De Leone will stay alive at 2-2. And the track record is there this game. Leadoff runner on, moves into scoring position, and is stranded there. Tavares was left at third. Boucher was left at second. And Collins was left at second as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Jose De Leone. Monegro deals 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball way low out of the zone. Picked up by Lita. Throw to first is there. Strikeout number 8 for Yordani Monegro. He has a new second best in strikeout totals in a game at 8. His best is 11. And a runner is stranded in scoring position for the 4th inning in a row. Wow. We go to the home half of the 4th. Scoreless in Salem. Back after this.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
An absolute vibe of a night here at the ballpark on a Firework Friday, Dinosaur Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark, jam-packed house. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside our video production manager, Steven Langdon. Steven, place is packed tonight. A pitcher's duel. We're scoreless through three and a half. Yordani Monegro with eight strikeouts on the hill on the other side for Augusta. Owen Murphy dealing. He has four as well. Red Sox have been sat down 1-2-3 in every inning offensively thus far. What a night. Thus far, the first pitch to Gilberto Jimenez misses high and away on a breaking ball, 1-0.
Yeah, a really strange beginning to most of our days. Power going out in the entire stadium.
It's true.
Luckily got it up right before the game.
1-0 waved on and missed. It's a fastball high in the zone, and it's 1-1. Yeah, so what went into that? I mean, we had a fear that, hey, are we going to be able to get this thing in? And I'm glad we did. Look at this. This is one of our best crowds of the year.
Oh, definitely. 100%. We had a nice presale and everything like that.
1-1. This is ripped on the ground over to the second baseman, Verdun. He underhand tosses it to first in time. And Gilberto Jimenez is sat down for the second time tonight. Red Sox first 10 batters have been retired by Owen Murphy. This is just some good pitching, you know, both ways.
Going back to, you know, the crowd, really nice crowd. And like I said, nice presale. Beautiful baseball weather, if I do say so myself.
It's fantastic. 78, sunny, sun is setting. Couple of clouds in the sky. No wind. First pitch to Mikey Romero. He looks at a fastball inside, and it's 1-0.
A great promotion, too, by the way. Dino's at the ballpark. Haven't done it in a couple of years, but a lot of interactive stuff on the concourse and everything like that.
Yeah. 1-0 to Romero. Called a strike on a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. Yeah, so many interactive things. You got guys out here with, you know, museum fossils, a couple of electronic interactive dinosaurs on the main concourse as well. Probably the most interactive theme night, the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball out of the zone. Downstairs, it's 1-2.
Yeah, definitely one of those nights as you look around the crowd and everything like that. You see a lot of, you know, seats and everything like that. But I think it really is a lot of people on the concourse. A lot of people going to those dinosaurs and being interactive and everything like that. And so, like I said, a big crowd here today. I'm very interested to see what the attendance is later on today.
1-2. Swing and a chopper foul down the right field line. Romero stays alive. Steven, this is what he does so well. Mikey has been unbelievable at elongating at-bats. I mean, almost wise beyond his 19 years in that respect. Would you say?
Definitely. You can see why he was drafted in the first round, for sure. And you know, we'll have to see what he does the rest of this at-bat, but so far, very good.
Murphy on the hill. He deals the 1-2. Breaking ball misses down and in. The count evens up, two balls and two strikes for Mikey Romero. Again, just continuing to fight away is the first round draft pick out of California, coming all the way across the country to play in Salem. 2-2 pitch. Misses down and in on a slider. And Mikey has worked a full count at 3-2. He just lost his roommate, Cutter Coffee, sent up to the Greenville Drive. Mikey left roommateless. Looking for his first knock of the day would be the first for the Red Sox. Payoff pitch on the way. High and in on a fastball that he takes under his hands. He just goes ahead and chucks the bat and his elbow guard, and it's the first base runner of the night for the Red Sox. A fantastic Mikey Romero walk where he just shows off his patience, his discipline, and his ability to foul off pitches in the zone.
Yeah, great job right there, and hopefully with the first base runner, they can string together a couple hits and possibly drive him in.
Here's Justinson Garcia. One gone, runner on first for the Red Sox. Scoreless ball game. First pitch is taken for a strike. 92 on a fastball right over the middle of the plate. Boy, that's a pitch to swing at, and it's 0-1. Dino night at the ballpark. Everybody getting into the Dino Jurassic Park type theme. The 0-1 misses down and away on a fastball. One ball and one strike for Justinson Garcia.
Garcia teed off for two home runs. Last home stand against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Was solid in the back half of the series against Fredericksburg. Unreal defender every night. Runner goes from first. 1-1 misses downstairs. Throw down to second. Oh, they got Romero big time. Oh, no. Field umpire Travis Brewer says that the tag was not in time. Boy, I thought he was hosed. Steven, what'd you see?
We'll see on the replay what it looked like. Yeah, it looked like to me like they got him, but maybe a little help from the umpire right there.
All right. Well, it's a stolen base for Mikey Romero. He's in scoring position for the Sox with one gone. Two balls and a strike for Garcia. Here's the pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air, out into shallow right field. Kern giving chase. He's got a read, makes the play out and right. Romero tags up from second, heading to third. Throw to third, hits Mikey Romero, trickles in front of him right in front of the third base bag, and Mikey Romero is in there safely 90 feet away from what would be the go-ahead run.
Yeah, slid in there rather awkwardly on that one as well, but able to get in at third, and now... Yeah, you got runner at third with still one out remaining.
I think Josh Stinkson is so good at diagnosing the situation, realizing, look, I don't necessarily, obviously you want a hit, but getting the ball to the outfield to move the runner, certainly productive for the Red Sox. Here's Anderson Lira. First pitch on the way. The righty chops it foul down the left field line, nothing in one. Lita batting in the four spot tonight, the cleanup man for the Red Sox. He struck out swinging first time around. Owen Murphy retired the Red Sox 1-2-3 in the first three innings. Retired the first nine batters that he faced. Mikey Romero is the first base runner for the Red Sox. He's on third. He was aboard with the walk. The 0-1 misses high on a fastball, 1-1. Three hits for Augusta. The Red Sox have yet to register a hit tonight. Had a power outage earlier today. Fireworks tonight. Red Sox looking for fireworks of their own. The 1-1 fouled back, and it's 1-2.
That power outage was definitely interesting.
Yeah, we were just kind of holding our breath. We could do nothing but wait.
Yeah, without
really.
Power for a couple hours, about an hour before gates open. So luckily got it on, and like you said earlier, a beautiful night.
1-2 pitch. This is chopped down the third baseline, gloved by McGee. He throws to first. It's bobbled at first by DeLeoni. And field umpire Travis Brewer says that he did make the play in time. Kind of bobbled it off of his belly, was able to adjust, scoop it up into his mitt, and they do get Anderson Lira. It strands Mikey Romero just 90 feet away at third. Still scoreless, heading to the top of the fifth. Here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful night for baseball.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Absolutely picture perfect night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A packed house to see these Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets in the midst of an absolute pitcher's duel. I'm Giovanni Hader, joined alongside our video production manager, Stephen Langdon. Tyler is on the road. He is broadcasting, filling in for Eric Bach of the Fredericksburg Nationals in Lynchburg. Eric celebrating his birthday this weekend. He also had a wedding to attend. Big weekend for Eric. Tyler got to fill in. I'm here this weekend. Everybody's base is covered in the Carolina League North, and we get Langdon on the mic for a little bit here.
I'm glad that you welcomed me on.
Oh, anytime.
Especially with Tyler filling in Lynchburg.
Absolutely. Well, this brings up Nick Clarno, the catcher behind home plate. First pitch is called a strike. 85 on a slider right in the middle of the zone, and it's nothing and one. 8-9-1 due up for the Green Jackets. Monegro deals. 0-1, waving a miss. Slider down and away. Nothing in two for Clarno, who struck out swinging. First time around, Yordani Monegro has 8 strikeouts tonight. Wave and a miss once again on a breaking ball downstairs. How about 9 for Yordani Monegro? Why not? His career high is 11, and he is very much so catching up to that.
We were joking around in the production room before the game. Strikes or Tikes, one of our sponsors here with the Salem Red Sox, every strikeout. You know, they donate a little bit of money to charity. And it was just funny because we were like, we're trying to get him as many strikeouts in as possible. And here, Yordani Monegro just keeps on rolling.
Tyler Collins looks at a fastball high and away. It's 1-0. The 9-hole hitter for the Green Jackets. Yeah, he's making them a lot of dough. The 1-0. Called a strike. 84 on a slider. It's 1-1. Yeah, he had 11 in his debut against Down East. That was on June 25th. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball way high. Up over the head of Lieta. Just got away from Monegro.
Yeah, something. Now, if we're looking at an overall picture from Monegro, fantastic season so far. The one thing I would like to see him work on just a little bit is the location of those off-speed pitches.
Okay.
Just like on that one, release it just a little too early.
2-0, fouled back. 2-1. You know, Steven, it's interesting, too. This fifth inning, that was the first time that the leadoff man did not get aboard. Monegro has given up 3 hits. They came in the second, third, and fourth to the leadoff batter. A double and a pair of singles. And Tavares walked to start the ball game. 2-2 to Collins. He swings and misses. He struck him out. Breaking ball low and out of the zone. Strikeout number 10 for Yordani Monegro. 2 gone here in the top of the fifth.
Yordani. It's just, the pitches are just too nasty.
I'm going to say it. The Green Jackets might have to call him your daddy after this game. First pitch to Tavares is looked inside on a fastball, 1-0. Yordani Monegro trying now to tie his career high in strikeouts. 1-0 pitch on the way. This is inside on a fastball, 2-0. Tavares walked once tonight. He struck out looking in the third. That was 5 out of 10 for Monegro. I will say, though, Augusta strikes out more than any team in the Carolina League. 2-0 pitch. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs. 2-1.
It certainly doesn't help when you're going against someone like Monegro, who is very efficient with his breaking balls.
Yes.
As we've seen so far here today.
2 balls and a strike, the pitch. Called strike 2. 94 on a fastball, absolutely painting the outside corner like the Mona Lisa, and it's 2-2.
And that's, again, that's a perfect example right there. He throws the fastball, but it's in such a location that the batter has no way of seeing if it's a ball or a strike.
Yeah. Really sharp two-seamer. Monegro kicks and deals, 2-2. Breaking ball downstairs out of the zone, and the count is full for Ambioris Tavares, 3-2. And I will say Tavares has been a really disciplined batter this series, has walked a handful of times. Has walked every night but game 2 of the series. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 on a fastball. And did you say they got a piece of it? They did.
Lira was not able to catch the foul ball.
You're right.
One.
You're right.
Here it is.
I don't even know that. It almost looked like Tavares. I mean, he obviously must have gotten a piece of it. The tiniest piece.
Might have just nicked it.
Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss with confidence this time. Yordani Monegro with a slider low and away. He ties his career high in strikeouts with 11 through 5 innings, and he just struck out the side. Home half of the fifth. After this, we are still scoreless in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Stephen Langdon with you. We are still scoreless heading to the bottom of the fifth. This is the first time all year at home that this has happened for the Red Sox, that both teams are scoreless heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. And I'll say this, Yordani Monegro, unbelievable. Just struck out the side. He has 11 Ks on the night. He has tied his career high. But the other guy, Owen Murphy on the hill, pretty lights out as well. He has 4 strikeouts to his name. And despite walking Mikey Romero, he's actually perfect.
Yeah. Right now, no hitter. I don't want to try and jinx anything.
Hey, you can. You're the home broadcaster. Here's Albertson Asihen, the righty digs in, first pitch. Check swing on a pitch that misses high on a fastball. The count now 1-0. Albertson Asihen, he had the well hit ball tonight on Owen Murphy. Crushed it to left field. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. A fastball. The count now 1-1. Yeah, he laced a ball 106 off the bat. It just so happened to be in the mitt of P.O. Boucher, the left fielder. Ball and a strike to pitch. Swinging a foul ball into the seats down the right field line. 1-2 for Albertson Asihen. Batting .329. Like, it almost doesn't feel like it.
Big game yesterday, too.
Yes, two triples.
Two triples, yep.
Almost had an inside the park home run. 1-2 pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air, out into shallow right field. Kern chasing it down the right field line, and it goes foul. That ball just continued to hook. Kern ran out of real estate and allowed foul ball for Albertson Asihen. It's still 1-2.
Yeah, a little bit of wind, it looks like, blowing in from left field as well. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. It was very high. It hit very high.
Yeah.
Maybe the wind affecting it just a little bit.
Slight wind gusts out into right field. Jam-packed ballpark tonight. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, scoreless game in Salem. The 1-2 misses downstairs on a slider. The count now 2-2.
And in a situation like this in which you have zero hits, the best thing that you can do is be disciplined.
Yes.
Try and get that pitch count up.
2-2 to Asihen. He cranks it high out into deep center field. Going back is Collins. He's got the play. He makes the catch out in center. Another well-hit ball for Albertson Asihen right to a defender.
And see, it's plays like those that it's not so much the result, but what happened on the swing.
Yes. That's how a guy like Roman Anthony got brought up. And speaking of Roman Anthony, how about this new MLB Top 100 Prospects list that debuted today. Here's Marvin Alcantara, first pitch, called a strike. Breaking ball, snaps into the zone, and the count now 0-1. What are your thoughts on this new Top 100? Always exciting to see the Top 100 come out. Comes out twice a year. Here's the 0-1 to Alcantara. He swings and fouls it right into his own shin. 0-2.
Yeah, and you mentioned Roman Anthony.
37. Yeah.
Started out the year not even ranked in the top 100. Then, a couple weeks ago, getting into the top 100 and shooting up all the way to 37. Quite impressive for a second-round pick in last year's draft.
0-2. Misses outside on a fastball. 1-2. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Roman Anthony was batting about 215 here in Salem, but it was all the advanced metrics. They brought him up to Greenville. Some said maybe it was a little premature, and he said, he is killing it. 1-2. Called strike three. Marvin Alcantara is sat down on strikes. A backwards K for Owen Murphy. It is his fifth strikeout of the night. The pitcher's duel continues here in Salem. There's two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. A scoreless ball game, and steps in the seven-hole hitting John Frank Salazar, who grounded out to short his first time around. Maybe John Frank can be the guy to open up a can of worms. First pitch to Salazar. Downstairs and away on a breaking ball, 1-0.
Yeah, going back to the prospect list, you know, with the new draftees added, a lot of change in the top 10 now.
Marcelo dropped out. 1-0 to Salazar. He pulls back a check swing and appeal, and field umpire Travis Brewer said he didn't go. Fastball misses high. It's 2-0. I kind of thought he went.
I thought he held up on that one.
Okay.
But yeah, Jackson Holliday, we got to see him the first week of the season. Number one.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yes. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1.
Yeah, rightfully so. Jackson Holliday already in double A. Drafted
crazy.
Number one overall in last year's draft.
Dude's 19.
19 years old.
Unbelievable.
Son of course, Matt Holliday,
yes,
who actually played here when he was coming up the system in the Colorado Rockies organization.
Salem Avalanche back in the day. 2-1 pitch. Called strike two on the outer half. Breaking ball finds the zone. Two balls and two strikes. That is a sharp-looking pitch from Owen Murphy. Two gone, nobody on. 2-2 for Salazar. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball low out of the zone. Six strikeouts for Owen Murphy. Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3. Incredible. This pitcher's duel has been nothing but fun. Top of the sixth after this. Will Monegro come out for his sixth inning? We shall see. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The pitcher's duel continues here on Dino Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Stephen Langdon with you. And your Donnie Monegro is out. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. Monegro went five complete innings. He dealt 11 strikeouts, tying his career high. Stephen, pitch count was getting up there, 82, 55 of them for strikes. Just probably one of those things where it was time, and, you know, if we're playing in the MLB, he obviously stays in there. Here in the minor leagues, just not the case.
Yeah, you don't want to, at this level, you definitely don't want to, you know, burn out his arm or anything like that. And once you get up into, you know, the 75, 80 mark, you have to start really considering taking the pitcher out. And so here we go. New pitcher on the mound.
Roymond Blanco on the hill for the Red Sox. First pitch to Cam McGee is fouled back. 0-1. Still scoreless here in Salem through five innings of play. Owen Murphy on the other side in the midst of a no-hitter. 0-1 to McGee. Misses downstairs, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Well, let's tell you about the new guy on the hill. I don't know if you could put anybody in to follow up Monegro without taking a slight step back. The 1-1 misses outside, 2-1. With that being said, Roymond Blanco has been a nice addition to the Red Sox in the last couple of weeks. Blanco just recently elevated 2-1. Call Called strike two on the outside corner. Fastball finds it, and it's 2-2.
Blanco, a guy that has pitched two innings in each of his last two outings.
Fly ball on the 2-2 out to center field. Garcia going back. It is caught at the track. Justinson Garcia continues to show why he is one of the best defensive center fielders in the league.
It looked like he didn't know where to run. It was tracking on it and then just does a nice little turn. Justinson makes the hard catches look easy.
Yes. I will agree with you there. So it brings up Drew Compton. Steven, you're the one that set up that walk-up song. First pitch is cranked foul down the right field line. Nothing in one. Comes out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark to straight out of Compton. A classic. So kudos to you and your crew for getting creative on that one.
All the credit goes to our official scorer, Clark Rowland.
0-1. This is outside on a breaking ball. 1-1. Royman Polanco out of La Guaira in Venezuela. Spent 4 years in the DSL. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a slider out of the zone. 1-2, which is really unconventional to spend 4 years in the Dominican Summer League. Now here with Salem for the first time. Came up about 2 weeks ago. 1-2 to Compton. He hits it right back up the middle. It is grabbed by Mikey Romero on a dive. The throw to first. He threw it from the ground. Just didn't have a chance, and an infield single for Drew Compton. Heck of a play by Romero to not let that thing get into the outfield, but really couldn't do much with it after that.
Yeah, definitely not, especially since Garcia, you know, having to track pretty far in and possibly saving a two-bagger right there.
So it brings up Will Verdung. He is a man with a base hit, one of three with a hit for the Green Jackets. They have four on the day. Runner on first, the first pitch is popped up in the infield, right field side. Albert Feliz calling him off. He makes the grab for the out. Two gone here in the top of the sixth, the runner on first. Here's P.O. Boucher. He doubled back in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. It was the seventh out of 11 for your Donnie Monegro. Royman Blanco. Just three outings thus far for the Red Sox. Now in his fourth. First pitch to Boucher. This is lifted high into the air, out into center field. Running back is Garcia. He makes the grab in center. Straightaway center field. Justinson Garcia with his second defensive play of the sixth. And a runner is stranded on first. Four hits for Augusta in the game. Zero for the Red Sox. We are still scoreless through 5.5. Here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Home half of the sixth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Zero, zero on the scoreboard here as we enter the bottom of the sixth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Both teams scoreless heading to the home half. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Stephen Langdon with you. Owen Murphy takes the hill for his sixth inning of work for the Green Jackets. Stephen, five up to this point, no hit innings.
Yep, and look who's up to bat though. Big Al, Albert Feliz.
Well, he got him with a low curveball first time around. Big Al up for just the second time tonight. Six strikeouts on the evening for Owen Murphy. Five hitless innings. First pitch to Big Al. He cranks it foul down the left field line, foul by just about a half of a foot, if that. Could have been an extra base hit into the corner. Instead, it's 0-1.
Throwing everything but the fastball?
That was a curveball. Big Al pieced it. He yanked it foul. Albert Feliz, again, we've talked about it, just struggles to hit the breaking ball, but if you give him a high fastball, watch out. Has 5 home runs on the year. Cutter Coffey leads the team with 6. He is no longer here. He's with Greenville. 0-1 to Big Al. And he takes a fastball on the inside corner. 91, and it's nothing and 2. And I found this really interesting about Murphy here, Steven. This is a guy that throws a complete line drive, no moving fastball. He doesn't even spin it. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball far away out of the zone, and Big Al strikes out for the second time tonight. 7 Ks for Owen Murphy. 1 gone here in the bottom of 6.
Brings up James, who has been injured for the last, I would say, about week, and was able to go ahead today. A late lineup change to include him to get some game time. We'll see what he's able to do here.
First pitch, he takes it for a ride down the left field line. Scooped up by McGee, tossed to first in time. 5-3 put out. Sits down Lionel James on the first pitch. How about this for Owen Murphy? 2 gone, by the way, in the bottom of the 6th. Scoreless ball game. Red Sox still without a hit. He was a perfect game two-way player of the year. Originally committed to Notre Dame. Was kind of told, you have a fifth-round type of a bat, but a first-round type of an arm. Decided to go with the pitcher route once he was drafted. I mean, just such a crazy story there. First pitch to Gilberto Jimenez. He swings, lifts it foul. Into the seats back behind home plate. Nothing in 1.
It's really worked out for Murphy. Currently the number 5 prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization with the new rankings coming out today.
Crazy. Righty on lefty. Jimenez up for the 3rd time tonight. Top of the order for the Sox. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball right over the middle of the plate. Nothing in 2. Jimenez has struck out and grounded out tonight.
Gilberto, a former top 30 prospect in the Red Sox organization.
0-2 to Jimenez. This is down and in on a fastball, 1-2. Yeah, he was sent down originally on a rehab assignment here in Salem, and, you know, they kind of kept him here now.
Yeah, probably to get a little bit more game time. I have struggled a lot in Greenville. Maybe
1-2. Lifted sky high into the air, infield down the left field line. Third baseman McGee makes the pinch. He calls everybody off, and that ends the inning. 6 hitless innings with 7 strikeouts for Owen Murphy. Would be surprised to see him for a 7th. We shall see. That's the beauty of minor league baseball. Still scoreless. Going to the top of the 7th, back in a jiff here in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Still scoreless, heading to the top of the 7th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 6 hitless innings for Owen Murphy, the 5th
prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization is absolutely dealing. Yordani Monegro was absolutely dealing for the Red Sox as well with 11 strikeouts. And we go to the top of the seventh with Royman Blanco on the hill, entering his now second inning of work. Blanco has given up just one hit, forced a fly out and a pop out, as well as a ground out. Last inning, Cade Kern, the Ohio State product, steps on in to begin the top of the seventh. First pitch to the righty, and he takes a fastball outside, 1-0. Gorgeous night for baseball, jam-packed ballpark, fireworks coming up tonight, but pitching fireworks on the field. 1-0, laced back up the middle, scooped up by the second baseman, Alcantara. Fire to first in time, one gone in the top of the seventh.
I know, as far as the game of baseball, I know a lot of people really enjoy whenever it's like that 9-8 game like we had last night, or really any of the nights that we had this game, really high scoring, always entertaining as far as hitting goes.
Series has been awesome.
I really love a pitcher's duel. This is the kind of game that I really love as a baseball fan.
I feel you. Jose De Leone looks at a called strike on a breaking ball, nothing and one. Yeah, we haven't seen many pitcher's duels all year. The 0-1, swing and a miss, down 0-2.
And you don't see too many at this level because it is a development type situation for a lot of these players, and so they're trying out new things and trying out different mechanics and stuff like that.
0-2 misses high and away on a fastball. 1-2 for Jose De Leone, who's 0-2 tonight. He struck out twice, Steven.
And a 1-2 count as well.
Absolutely.
Right here.
1-2 just outside on a slider. Two balls and two strikes for De Leone.
Lear did a nice job of trying to frame that ball, too. Just a little bit outside.
Blanco deals, 2-2. Swing and a line drive, down for a base hit into right field. De Leone pumps the brakes at first, retreats back to the first base bag, and it is the second hit given up by Royman Blanco so far tonight. A base runner at first with one gone for the Green Jackets. And this is the tough part about having such a good pitcher on the other side. Red Sox are being no hit right now. I mean, Red Sox pitching's been really, really good as well. But you can't let a run happen now. Here's Nick Clarno, first pitch to the righty. He looks at a strike on a slider.
It's one of those games in which you look up at the scoreboard and you're thinking, first team that scores is probably going to win.
Yeah, no doubt. I have no doubt in my mind first team that scores will win tonight. 0-1. Runner goes from first. This is yanked. Diving catch by Salazar at third. Throw back to first. It gets away from Albert Feliz. He couldn't pick it. Rounding second is De Leone. He's in at third. John Frank Salazar with an unbelievable diving catch on a line drive. And they appeal over to first, and field umpire Travis Brewer says he's safe.
Salazar did not fully catch that ball, and that's the reason why they tried to throw over to first, but it should go down as an error to Salazar, because like I said, Salazar did not catch that ball.
Clean. Now that we see the replay, I see that. Do they know that? They do. So the runners are on second and third now. So Clarno has second. You think he's aboard via an error at this
yes,
point?
Yes, yeah. It would be an error for Salazar on the throw, which advanced the runner on first to third.
Really, really tough situation now for Royman Blanco. One gone, two runners in scoring position for the first time tonight for either team to have two in scoring position.
And it takes away the double play on that one. It's one of those situations in which, you know, maybe Salazar thought he caught it.
Yeah, if he did catch it and then got to first, that would have been a double play. First pitch to Tyler Collins. He looks at a strike.
But
breaking ball.
I think that's the reason why he was so rapid at throwing it over is because he thought that he caught it and everything like that. But unfortunate, no double play situation here as well.
Base hit would take a lead, 0-1. This is poked right to the second baseman in Alcantara. He gloves, throws home. The play is not made by Anderson Solita, and a run scores, and it puts runners on the corners.
1-0 Green Jackets.
Had to go home there to try and save the run. It was going to be a tough one at home, but unfortunately right there, not able to get him at home.
Just so tough. It really is a game of inches. If Salazar does end up making that diving play, then gets the out at first, we're already in the bottom of the seventh at that point. Instead, it is 1-0 Green Jackets. Runners on the corners, just one out. Back to the top of the order with Ambioris Tavares. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Fastball taken high, 1-0. Boy, it just had a feel. Whoever was going to come out of the game first was going to make the game change. Monegro was the one that couldn't go any longer. Threw 82 pitches, 55 for strikes, and a balk just brought a run in. Clarno scores, 2-0 Green Jackets. Collins makes it to second. You cannot balk in runs, Steve.
Absolutely not. A lot more balks this year than what I've seen in my previous years.
You've been around minor league baseball for a long time. 1-0 to Tavares, swing and a miss. 1-1.
Yeah, I really started out watching minor league baseball since I was a toddler,
yeah.
Really. Back in my hometown.
Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. The Rail Riders, right?
The Rail Riders.
Yankee affiliate.
They used to be the Red Barons at the time, the Phillies affiliate.
Okay.
The time, before they moved to the
One runner goes from second. And a stolen base as Tavares is called on a strike. He went around, so it's 1-2. But the runner now just 90 feet away. Tyler Collins with a stolen bag.
Yeah, it looks like the bullpen starting to get a little more active as well.
I'm seeing a 2-1 out there, I believe, which would be Johnny Felix. 1-2. Misses downstairs on a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes for Ambioris Tavares, who has struck out twice tonight and walked once. He was stranded at third back in the first. Such a change in this game. Yordani Monegro was unreal. Gave up a couple of hits and a walk, but he had 11 strikeouts. Went 5 scoreless innings. Now it's 2-0 Green Jackets. 2-2, swing and a chopper. Salazar gloves from third, fire home. They got him in a pickle. Lita chasing him down, throws to Salazar. They got the tag. Two gone, and a runner on first. That was huge. And now what are they saying? Liam Carroll coming out to protest.
They're saying he did not tag.
He definitely tagged.
He 100% tagged.
Mikey Romero literally just told Travis Brewer, yeah, go talk to him.
Yeah, now they're calling him out. Yeah. And look at the replay. I mean, how can they say that he didn't tag him?
Steven, I have been taught in my schooling of sports broadcasting to not talk about the umpires unless it really tells a story. This has been a series where, and this is just a fact, Liam Carroll has exited the dugout for the Red Sox more times in this series than I think I've seen him do almost all year combined.
He has not had a good relationship with the umpires at all.
He's left 6 or 7 times. He left 4 times last night. He was ejected once. I mean, sometimes that's on the fault of the manager, a lot of the time on the umpire as well. Cam McGee is in, runner on first. There's two gone. First pitch, runner goes. This is flown out down the left field line. It'll tail into the seats. Foul. And Cam McGee is down 0-1.
Yeah.
Again.
Liam, usually a very calm and contained manager.
He is.
Very, very active in this series.
Cares about his boys. No doubt about that. Cam McGee in the left-handed batter's box, runner on first. Pickoff over to first. Tavares slides in head first safely. Still 0-1 for McGee. 5 hits for the Green Jackets, 0 for the Red Sox.
Yeah, at this point, you're just trying to limit the damage if you're the Red Sox. Just try and get out of this inning without any more runs touching home.
Augusto with a 2-0 lead. 1. Misses up and away on a breaking ball. 1-1. Both runs came in this very inning, the top of the seventh. Firework Friday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Massive out for the Red Sox to get right here. The 1-1, runner goes from first. This is fouled back, 1-2.
Yeah, it looked like he was running the whole way. Took a reasonable reasonable lead, but a hand just waiting for him to throw the ball.
The question is, will we see Owen Murphy in the home half of the seventh? It would be his seventh inning of work. He's pitched six hitless.
78 pitches thrown as well.
1-2. This is Crank. Backhanded glove by Albert Feliz down the right field line. He steps on the bag himself to end the inning. Big Al with the inning-ending defensive play at first. It strands a runner on first. Two runs score in the top of the seventh. Augusta takes a 2-0 lead. Time to stretch here in Salem. We go to the home half of the seventh. Will it be Owen Murphy? Will it be another arm? Find out after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Owen Murphy back on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets, entering a seventh inning of work. He has pitched six hitless innings so far tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. He has given up just one base runner. Mikey Romero walked on a full count all the way back in the fourth.
Conveniently enough, the man who's up to bat,
Mikey Romero, digs in the left-handed batter's box. A guy that just feels like he's due for a hit. Steven has a handful of well-hit balls this series right to defenders. Murphy deals the first pitch. Swing and a sky-high pop-up. Foul territory, right field line. First baseman and DeLeoni is watching it into the opposing dugout. Mikey Romero gets away with one there. It's nothing in one.
Yeah, Mikey Romero, I've watched a couple of batting practices so far this week from the Salem Red Sox. A man that looks like he is, like you said, due. He has home run capability. That zero home run mark really does not show the amount of power he actually has.
Murphy deals the 0-1. Taken for a strike. 91 on a fastball on the inner half. It's nothing and one. Yeah, Romero was telling me during BP, boy, he's feeling great. And I think we just got a pitch clock violation,
just,
possibly.
I believe just a timeout.
A timeout.
Timeout.
Kind of a bizarre way to call timeout for William Ward, but it's nothing and two for Romero. So the 0-2's on the way. Romero smashes one high into the gap, right center field. It is off the top of the wall. Mikey Romero around second, heading for third. The throw is cut off. A stand-up leadoff triple for Mikey Romero, and he snaps the no-hitter.
Just like that, a nice drive into the gap. Now this is going to get interesting, because how is Owen Murphy going to be able to react? He's been phenomenal throughout the entire way. His first hit given up. Now he has to go against Jostingson. Not an easy out.
I'm almost surprised they didn't just pull him out after giving up a hit. Kind of said, hey, we'll let you do your thing. Here's the first pitch. Misses outside on a breaking ball, 1-0. I was kind of surprised they didn't pull him and just say, hey, we let you do your thing. Now you did give up the hit, so now it's time. But they didn't. He's still in there. Runner on third, 1-0 to Garcia. He swings and fouls it. Count now 1-1. Murphy has thrown 82 pitches, 58 for strikes. Remember, this was the point
that Yordani Monegro was pulled out right here. 82 pitches, 55 for strikes. That was all the way back in the fifth inning. 1-1 to Garcia. Fouled away. Into the crowd, 1-2.
Swung a little late on that one.
Yeah.
If he's able to time this up, boy, would it be a big hit.
Another guy that feels due for the Red Sox. Hasn't homered in over a week. 1-2 to Garcia. High fastball misses. 2-2.
Speaking of Jostingson, his brother just welcomed into the top 30 prospect in the Red Sox organization.
Johan Fran
coming in at number 25, a catcher still in Florida. Fantastic season for him.
2-2, wave and a miss. He got him with a curveball outside, and Garcia is sat down on strikes. Number 8 on the night for Owen Murphy.
And it looks like this. It looks like that's the end of Murphy's day. Looks a little frustrated on the mound. Not so much at his performance, but more so because he realizes his time is done.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to completely applaud. He's getting a slight standing ovation here, and sometimes tip your cap. 6 hitless innings, gives up just 1 hit and a walk, both of them to Mikey Romero. I mean, he had everybody's number but Mikey's tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in one at-bat, he did have Mikey's. And he almost had Mikey's because Mikey popped out into the dugout.
He almost did. Just the luck of the wind, I guess.
The luck of the slight breeze out in the right. Well, there will be a new man on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll get the info for you. We'll step aside. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
And Ursolita cranks the first pitch on a line drive right to the center fielder. Apologies for coming back just literally a hair late as Samuel Strickland is on the hill for the Red Sox. And the first pitch is lined up.
Mikey Romero scores, though.
True. Red Sox with a sac fly. It's 2-1. And the lead is cut in half. A loud welcome back to the ballgame. The lefty Strickland. First pitch to Ossie Henn is a breaking ball in the zone. It's nothing and one.
Left-hander measures 6'2", 218. 19th rounder in 2021.
0-1. This is outside. Ball and a strike. Yeah, a guy that, you know, was talked about as a possible probable starter this week. Instead, they will use him out of the bullpen. 1-1. Misses down and in on a fastball. 2-1. So Mikey Romero scores. He was aboard after his leadoff triple. 2-1 to Ossie Henn. He swings, rifles it into right field for a base hit. Albertson, Ossie Henn with a two-out single. And the Red Sox continue to be in business. Their second hit of the night, second in the inning.
And now you have some speed on the base pads as well.
Dude, that almost worked an inside-the-park home run yesterday. And in many people's opinion, did.
Looked at the replay. I watched it again today. I kind of thought he was safe.
But that's a battle for another day. First pitch to Marvin Alcantara is fouled away. It's nothing and one.
Marvin Alcantara still searching for his first hit in single A. This could be a big spot for him.
Absolutely. Went 0 for yesterday. 0-1. He swings, laces it foul down the right field line. The only Red Sox without reaching base yesterday. Luis Ravello was the only other one without a hit, but he was aboard via the walk. Runner on first, Alberts and Ossie Henn. 2-1, Augusta leads, two gone. Pickoff over to first, Ossie Henn stands up on first safely. Samuel Strickland, 4-1 win-loss record, a 3.26 ERA, the tall lefty. Oh, 2. Misses down and in. 1-2. Drafted out of Samford. Great baseball program in Birmingham, Alabama. Like you mentioned, Stephen, a 19th rounder in 2021. Had 30 strikeouts his senior year. 1-2, swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. Alcantara strikes out for the second time tonight. It is the first strikeout for Strickland. It is 2-1. The Red Sox are on the board. Augusta leads it 2-1. Top of the eighth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Red Sox are on the board. We go to the top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's 2-1. The Augusta Green Jackets lead. Both teams score for the first time this game in the seventh inning. 2 for Augusta, 1 for Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Stephen Langdon with you, our video production manager here with the Salem Red Sox. Stephen, thanks for hanging out. Red Sox now kind of in a completely different ball game. It almost feels like the first six innings didn't happen and we reset in a way.
Yeah, I honestly, all the runs coming in the seventh inning, and now it's relied upon a bullpen. Both teams dug deep into their bullpen now. We'll see what happens here the rest of the way.
The team with the better bullpen will win this game.
Absolutely.
Or at least the team that throws their better bullpen
off.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Roymond Blanco is still on the hill for the Red Sox. He enters his third inning of work. First pitch to Drew Compton. Taken for a strike. Breaking ball at the letters 0-1. Steven, I want to talk to you about, we talked about the top 100 baseball prospects. How about the Red Sox top prospects with the new list, the 0-1? Chop foul, nothing in two for Compton.
Yep, Marcelo, of course, coming in at number one, the number one overall pick from a couple of seasons ago, was here last year. Very talented prospect, sitting at number 11 in the top 100. Then you got Roman Anthony coming in at number two. We talked a little bit about him.
0-2. Compton looks at a ball downstairs, 1-2.
Zidane Rafaela, who is just about right.
I was surprised that Roman overtook him.
Yeah, but you know, Rafaela, a guy that's very close to making it to the big leagues.
1-2 is fisted foul down the left field line, out of play.
Oh, splendid catch by the fan, too.
You love to see. You love to see.
But and then coming in at number 4, newly acquired, number 14 overall pick in this year's draft, Kyle Teal.
1-2. This is lifted out into deep right field. Going back is Jimenez. It's off the bottom of the wall. Compton rounds first. He heads into second, and he's there with a stand-up double. Leadoff stand-up double here in the eighth for Drew Compton and the Green Jackets. How much longer do you think Blanco goes now at, I guess, just two complete innings? He's working into his third.
I think they'll see how he looks in the next two at-bats. If he's still looking a little iffy, then might want to start thinking about going to the bullpen. It looks like some movement is now in the bullpen.
First pitch to Will Verdung. He pulls back a check swing. It's called a strike. 90 on a fastball right over the center of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Verdung 1-for-3 today. Singled in the fourth, stole a base as well. Runner on second. Nobody out. 2-1 Augusta lead. Blanco deals 0-1. Swing and a ripper. Line drive caught by Mikey Romero at short. No play to toss to second. Compton stays, one gone. Sharp play by the shortstop.
The bullpen is getting warmed up. It looks like Raylene Perez warming up.
Okay. Which is interesting because we saw Johnny Felix up and moving earlier. And now it's Raylene Perez moving around for the Red Sox. Here's Pierre-Olivier Boucher, the lefty. Runner on second, one gone. First pitch to Boucher. Taken for a called strike. Slider on the inside corner, nothing in one. P.O., as they call him, is 1-for-3 today. A massive double back in the second. He is also struck out. 0-1. Swings and chops it foul down the right field line. Nothing and two for Boucher.
Going back to prospect list. A couple players currently on our team in the top 30. Mikey Romero sitting at number 7, and the man we saw tonight, Yordani Monegro, coming in at number 22 in the top 30 prospects for the Red Sox.
0-2. Skips up in the dirt, blocked by Lira. It's up over his head, and taking third base is Drew Compton on, I would say that's a wild pitch.
I would say that's a wild pitch as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a drop ball. It did hit Lira, but a wild pitch gives Drew Compton third base, and the third run of the night for Augusta stands 90 feet away with one gone here in the top of the eighth.
Infield playing a little farther in now to prevent the run.
1-2 to Boucher. He takes strike three. Fastball on the inside corner. He goes back to the dugout in frustration. A massive strikeout for Royman Blanco.
Fantastic location. Just froze him. Obviously, whatever it was, he was not expecting it.
Just the first strikeout for Royman Blanco. Here's Cade Kern, the Ohio State Buckeye, with a runner on third and two gone. Huge out for the Red Sox if they can get it. First pitch misses down and away, 1-0. I mean, this is massive. With a runner on third, if you can strand him there, still only one run separating the two teams. It's 2-1, Augusta leads in the top of the eighth. 1-0 to Kern. He rifles it on the ground. Backhanded glove by Romero. Throw to first. Albert Feliz couldn't make the play. Run will score. And an infield single for Cade Kern.
I believe he beat the throw anyway on that one.
I think so,
too. It would have been definitely close. Tough play for Romero.
Really tough, yeah.
And it looks like Liam out for the pitching change now.
So this will be the day for Royman Blanco. He hands the ball to the manager, Liam Carroll. 3-1, Augusta. Now with a two-run lead, they score one here in the top of the eighth. We'll step aside, get the details on the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. 3-1, Augusta leads. Two gone here in the top of the eighth. Back in a jiff in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com.
www.salem.com/salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at milb.com/salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Raylan Perez, the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Here in the top of the eighth, two gone. Runner on first, 3-1 your score. Augusta leads. Perez looking for a very important out here in the top of the eighth, needs just one. He faces the lefty, Jose De Leone. First pitch, Jose waves and misses. On a fastball, the count nothing and one.
Yeah, the hope right here is that you could just let Perez just carry the rest of the way. At this point, you don't really want to use another bullpen arm. It's been a tough series for the bullpen as well, as far as going through arms.
0-1. Misses downstairs. Runner goes. Lira throws down to second. Mikey Romero doesn't make the tag in time, and it's a stolen bag. Boy, I thought he might have had him.
It looked like he had him. It looked like the ball came out, and he dropped it, personally. Because the ball was laying on the ground. We'll see here really quick.
If you're watching on MILB TV, if you're listening, we'll describe it for you. And
yeah, just dropped it.
Ball came out. 1-1 for De Leone, runner in scoring position, two gone. They lead it 3-1, the 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, down out of the zone, 1-2. Raylan Perez, the Santiago Dominican Republic native. Last outing was against the Green Jackets. He just went two innings, gave up one run, two walks, four strikeouts. The 1-2, misses just outside on a slider, 2-2.
I thought he caught the outside zone.
Yeah.
That was a close call.
Trackman says it was out. It was the right call by William Ward, but it was close. About a half a ball outside of the zone. Runner on second, two gone. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A massive strikeout by Raylan Perez to come in and end the top of the eighth, stranding a runner in scoring position. Augusta grabs one in the inning. It's 3-1. They lead it. We go to the home half of the eighth. Red Sox down to their final six outs. Offense got to come around. Back after this in Salem.
Hey, fans. The Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Seven, eight, nine due up for the Red Sox here in the home half of the eighth. They trail by two runs. It's 3-1. Augusta leads, heading to the bottom of the eighth. And entering his first full inning now on the hill is Samuel Strickland. Came in for Owen Murphy, the fifth overall draft pick in the first round, top five prospect for the Atlanta Braves. He came in, gave six hitless innings. Mikey Romero opened it up in the seventh with a triple. He was brought home on a sac fly by Anderso Lira, and that was the day for Owen Murphy. 7-8-9 for the Sox. It's John Frank Salazar, the righty,
another guy that just feels like he's due, Steven. Lefty on righty, first pitch. He swings, laces it foul. Into the seats down the left field line.
Just early on that one.
Yeah.
Just early.
Breaking ball. I mean, that was left right in the middle of the zone. And John Frank was just a tad early on it. Had two homers last series in the back half of the week against Fredericksburg. Looking for more of that here. A one pitch. He fouls one away. On a slider.
Looked like it came off his foot.
Yeah. And he's hobbling. And now he's kind of down. Just walking this one off. That never feels good. How often do we see that? He does not wear any leg protection. No foot guard, no shin guard. No elbow pad, nothing.
Yeah, a little bit more old school. Especially in this day and age, you know, a lot of players wearing the protection in some way, shape, or form.
Well, it doesn't get more old school than the guy on deck. Big Al goes gloveless. He's warming up on deck for the Red Sox. John Frank now finally ready to step back in the right-handed batter's box. He has appeared to walk in this thing completely off. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider downstairs. And the inning begins with a Salazar strikeout, his second of the night.
Now we're Feliz coming up to bat. Now, I was talking to you earlier on in the week. There's certain players that you come to watch batting practices of. Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, and Albert Feliz.
First pitch to Big Al. He takes it for a ride, high into the air, out into shallow right center. Collins is called off by Kern at the last second, and he makes the catch for out number two. Would have been an awesome setup, buddy.
It would have been. I tried. I really tried on that one.
That's all right. Bottom of the order for the Sox, Lionel James, and the offense just kind of stagnant tonight. Two hits for the Red Sox after 15 a night ago. Such a turn. First pitch to James. This is inside on a fastball. 1-0. Strickland, the lefty, on the hill, and maybe that has something to do with it. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. Owen Murphy will not be in single A long. Here's the 1-0. This is inside, 2-0. And then on top of that, the Red Sox don't do good against lefties because they don't face them very often. So you have one of the best pitchers in the league followed up by a lefty. It's not a recipe for hits. The 2-0 called a strike with the letters on a fastball, 2-1.
Left-handed pitchers. Fun fact, Gio, last year the Salem Red Sox had zero left-handed pitchers all year long.
It's crazy. 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball out of the gap in right center field. Kern has a read, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. Back-to-back flyouts to the right fielder, Cade Kern. Red Sox will have 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. First, they got to play some defense. It's 3-1. Augusta leads. We go to the top of the ninth after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Augusta Green Jackets with a 3-1 lead, out hitting the Red Sox 7-2. It was a very, very impressive pitcher's duel early on in this ball game. Yordani Monegro came out, gave up 3 hits and a walk, but struck out 11, didn't give up a single run through his 5 innings pitched. And then on the other side, Owen Murphy was unbelievable. Six hitless innings before Mikey Romero ripped a triple into the gap in right center. And then that was the day for Murphy. Here's the first pitch to Clarno, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. 8-9-1 for Augusta. Here's the 0-1. He swings, and he chops it right to the shortstop, Mikey Romero. It's glove. Toss to first is low, but in time for out number one here in the ninth. Red Sox got to play defense, like I was just saying, and then find a way for these bats to come around. Samuel Strickland has come in and picked up right where Owen Murphy left off. He's given up a hit, but he's also struck out two. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox with just two hits today. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Tyler Collins. First pitch on the way. Raylan Perez delivers a strike. 93 on a fastball right over the middle of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Perez kicks. He deals. 1-0. Here's a chopper right to the second baseman, Alcantara. Gloves fire to first in time. 4-3. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. Quick work by Raylan Perez. Top of the order, Ambioris Tavares. And dare I say it, a guy that feels like he's due. He walked today, struck out twice, was aboard with a fielder's choice, but has some really well-hit balls that he has fouled away for some scares. First pitch. High on a fastball, 1-0. Raylan Perez. Almost wish that he came in earlier in the game. Blanco gave up the three runs that you see. 1-0. This is just inside on a fastball, 2-0. Royman Blanco came in after Monegro had dealt five scoreless. Ended up giving up the three runs. One of them was balked in, the 2-0. This is downstairs on a slider, 3-0 for Tavares. Not what you're looking for with two gone here in the top of the ninth. Perez winds and fires, 3-0. Fouled away, 3-1. Tavares swung at a fastball right over the plate and, you know, kind of surprised. Instead of taking it for a strike, had the green light on 3-0. Perez deals, 3-1. Called a strike at the knees on a fastball. A late strike call by William Ward. And the count is full. Massive payoff pitch here in the top of the ninth. It's on the way. Inside on a fastball, and it walks Ambioris Tavares. Runner on first with two gone. His second walk of the night. So we go to the two-hole Cam McGee, the third baseman, 0-for-4 this evening. A strikeout, a flyout, a groundout, and another flyout. Righty on lefty, runner on first. 3-1 Augusta leads. First pitch. Downstairs on a slider, 1-0. Great crowd sticking around for fireworks after the ball game tonight. Pitch on the way. Swing and a chopper. Charging ahead, Salazar from third. Gloves it at his belly. Throws it to first in time to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox trail by two. Can the bats get hot at the perfect time? Can they walk it off for the second time in the series? We'll find out after this. 3-1 Augusta leads in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox down to their final three outs. They trail 3-1 against the Augusta Green Jackets. Green Jackets looking to even the series at two games apiece here on this Firework Friday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jam-packed house, a pitcher's duel early. Red Sox with only two hits tonight, despite 15 yesterday in a 9-8 win. Top of the order due up for the Red Sox, Gilberto Jimenez. He was the hero on Saturday night against the Fredericksburg Nationals about a week ago. A four-run grand slam in the top of the 10th. Put the Red Sox up 11-7 and ended up being the final score in extra innings. In an incredible game against the Fred Nats on Saturday. Looking to lead off strong here for the Red Sox. He is 0-3 today. Lefty on righty, Strickland deals. Called a strike. Breaking ball finds the outside corner, high in the zone, and it's nothing and one for Gilberto Jimenez. 0-1 pitch. He broke his bat on a foul tip. Just kind of splintered the top portion of the bat away, and he's down 0-2. As he goes to retrieve another twig. Dinosaur night here at the ballpark. A great crowd. One of the best the entire season. After Jimenez, it's Mikey Romero. He's been the bright spot for the Red Sox. He tripled last time around in the seventh. He walked in the fourth as well. The only guy that could do anything against Owen Murphy, who dealt six hitless innings. 0-2 to Jimenez on the way. Poked foul, and he stays alive at 0-2. Just got a piece of a slider that was out of the zone, kind of flung his bat at it. That's kind of his swing, though. I mean, almost reminiscent of David Ortiz, the way he just kind of, such a flick of the wrist at the bat. Here's the 0-2. He fouls it away, stays alive at 0-2. This time it was a fastball high and in. The way Big Poppy just kind of leans over the plate with his stature and just almost just flicks the bat out at the ball. Jimenez, very, very similar swing to David Ortiz. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He sat down on strikes, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth, and I just realized they're both wearing number 34 as well. It's kind of funny. One gone here in the bottom of the ninth. It is the third strikeout for Samuel Strickland. Only the second arm to throw tonight for the Green Jackets. Here's Mikey Romero. If anyone can get him going, it's this guy. The first round pick a year ago. First pitch. Swing and a miss. On a fastball high in the zone. 0-1. On deck, it's Justinson Garcia. And Anderso Lira after that. 0-1 to Romero. Fastball outside. 1-1. Romero 1-for-2 today. The huge triple to break the no-hitter in the seventh. Ended up scoring on a sac fly from Lira. 1-1. Breaking ball misses high and in. Mikey pulls back on his swing, and it's 2-1. On the way to Romero. Misses outside. 3-1. And this is what Mikey does. Incredible plate discipline. We've said it all year long. Wise beyond his years at the plate. The 3-1. Swing and a ripper. Hard hit on the ground over to Verdun. He scoops, fires to first, two gone. Hard hit ground ball by Mikey, but just got on top of it. 100 off the bat, right to the second baseman. And Red Sox down to their final out for Justinson Garcia. Justinson 0-for-3 today, struck out in the seventh. He feels like he's due. The first pitch, called his strike. Breaking ball, low in the zone, nothing in one. Augusta faithful clapping 0-1 to Garcia. He swings, lifts it high out in a deep left center, and it is off the base of the wall. Garcia, round second, getting pesky for third, throw to third, not in time. Justinson Garcia with a triple with two gone in the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox in business. Still down two runs, but the tying run at the plate in Endur Solita. Lita, 0-3, had a sack fly in the seventh. Massive spot for the young catcher. First pitch, taken inside on a fastball, 1-0. Endur Solita has hit one home run this year. It was on Father's Day. Can he do it again? 1-0. He swings, chops it foul down the left field line. 1-1. 23 RBIs. Number 24 or 25 would be huge. Red Sox down to their final out, trailing 3-1, runner on third. 1-1 pitch to Lita. He swings, rifles it foul into the Red Sox dugout. 1-2. And the Red Sox down to their final strike. Lita out of San Felipe, Venezuela. One of his biggest moments of this season here. The 1-2. High on a fastball, 2-2. Big take by Lita. Called up after Ronald Rosario was brought up 3 weeks in. The 2-2. He swings, rifles it on the ground, right back up the middle. It's bobbled by Verdun. He gets it to first in time. It ends the game. Augusta wins a pitcher's battle. 3-1, the final score here tonight. The Red Sox held to just three hits. And Justinson Garcia is stranded 90 feet away at third. What a ball game tonight, though, nevertheless. Yordani Monegro was absolutely incredible for the Red Sox, no doubt about it. Monegro, in his start, went five innings, gave up just three hits, one walk, 11 strikeouts. It tied his career high. Blanco struggled a little bit in relief, went 2 2/3, gave up four hits, three runs, one of them was earned, and dealt one strikeout. And Raylan Perez was very solid, went 1 1/3, a walk, and a strikeout. But the other guy was better. Owen Murphy was absolutely unconscious for the Green Jackets. Went 6 1/3, gave up one hit, a run. It was earned. A walk. Had 8 strikeouts in 6 hitless innings for Owen Murphy. Strickland closed the door big time. Only the second arm thrown, the second and final arm for the Green Jackets. Went 2 2/3, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, and he shut the door on the Red Sox. 3-1 the final score. Let's do it again tomorrow. 6:05 p.m. first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll see you then. For Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, everybody in the room to my right that makes the magic happen, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night from Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.